Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. We come to praise His name. Yes, we come. Praise His name. Praise His name. What a mighty God. Even in spite of everything that's going on, we praise Him. Yes, He is an awesome God. He's an awesome God. Go get your water. Go get your water. Yeah, we know that the importance of drinking and water, the importance of drinking that water pushes the impurities through your body. Yeah. Drink that water. Yes, yes. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he becomes old, he will not walk away from his teaching. Proverbs 22 and 6. Yeah. That's Proverbs 22 and 6. We love to praise Him. We love to pray. We love to just lift up the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come today, God, thanking You, Lord. Thanking You for the opportunity that You've given us, God. Thanking You, God, for peace, oh God. The peace that You give us, God, that surpasses all understanding, God. You said that it will keep our heart and it will keep our mind as it rests on us. We are grateful today, God. We are grateful for the many blessings that You continue to shower upon us. We ask, God, that You look upon this country. We look the world, God. The world is in a chaos. The world needs a Savior. The world needs a Redeemer, God. We ask You, God. Oh, we ask You, God, to be our Redeemer, to be our Savior, God, to be the leader, oh God, that we can follow, God, that we can look up to, God. Oh, yes, Master, we ask You right now in the name of Jesus to lead us, God, to guide us, Master, into all truth, oh God. Oh, bring us to the place of safety, Master. Guard our hearts, oh God. Oh, we ask You right now in the name of Jesus. Our children are going rampant, Lord. Running rampant, oh God. They need a Savior too. They need to see You in us, God. Oh, we ask You right now in the name of Jesus to let us be a light shining in a dark place, God. That they will desire to know You, Master. We ask You right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up families, God, that have been wounded, that have been hurting, God, that are in bereavement, God. We ask You right now, God, to comfort, God, that only You can comfort, God. Only You can give us this comfort, oh God. Only You can rock us when we're weary, Master. We ask You right now, God, to protect our children, to keep them, oh God. We ask You right now in the name of Jesus. We will be careful to give You all praise. We will give You all honor. Because it's in Your name, Jesus the Christ. And we say amen, amen. And we thank God. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God for You. And we thank God for you. Bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. Mm-hmm. We know that so much is going on today, but we're still leaning and depending on God. We're leaning and depending on Him, I said. We're trusting in Him in everything we do, in everywhere we go, in every time we speak, we trust God to go before us, to speak for us. Oh, yes, 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 we trust Him. We give him praise. We give him honor. As always, it's always, we're just going to move quickly into our lesson. And we know that this is the Friday that we talk to the next generation. The next generation, the apple of his eyes. Yeah, apples. Apples are usually sweet and juicy. I know personally I love a good sweet apple. Ever took a bite? Huh? And you couldn't put it down because it was so sweet. Before you know it, you've eaten a whole apple. That's when it's a real good apple. Not once will you complain that you've had too much. Maybe you didn't even get enough of that special apple. An apple a day keeps what? The doctor away. That's an old cliche. We've heard that. Yeah. Why? Because the apple has lots of nourishment. It has a lot of protein. It has a lot of good nutritional ingredients are in an apple. And it's good for your body. It's good for your body. Your body needs this type of nutrition. Yeah. So let's look at how God compares his apples to our apples. Are you listening to me? The apple to God was a description of his feelings for David. His feelings for David. Yeah. See no evil, only see good. See no evil, only see good in you. The way God saw David. And the same way he sees you. This is the way God sees you. Next generation. God sees you. Delicious, delightful. He sees you. Even though sometimes you may feel disconnect, disliked, completely dissatisfied. Yeah. Many times, even today, completely turned around. Yeah. Remember, you're the apple of his eyes. You're the apple of his eyes. This means in God's eyes, he sees who you really are and who you really will become. Because remember, he knows the future. Yeah. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He knows. Yes, remember, he knows. When we don't know, when we don't have an inkling, when we don't have a clue, God knows. What a great friend to have. What a great father to have. Someone who can go before you, protect you, care for you, encourage you and honor you. Yes. Next generation, remember, God thinks highly of you. And this is found in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. It is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. Listen to that. Certainly, not because you have earned it. None of us have earned the gift that God has given us. None of us have earned. But because Christ loves us, and we are the apples of his eyes,
gives us the gift. He gives us the gift. The gift of eternal life. That's what he gives us. And through the eternal life that he gives us, we become saved. We become whole. We become complete. And it's all in him. Next generation. Listen to this. Grace is unmerited. It's divine. Assistance given from regeneration or sanctification. Do we need grace? Yes, we need grace. Today, the heat in Louisiana, the heat wave that we've been going through on the southern region, the heat. You may not realize it, but we are still under grace. Grace has protected us. Grace has kept us from falling out, from going into a heat stroke. It was the grace. It's nothing that we have actually done on our own. It's all through the grace of God. Yeah. And this is what he gives us. He gives us grace. Yeah, many of us being out there in the heat and doing this and doing that, we could have fell out. We could have fell out many times with a heat stroke. God became delusional. Got lost, got confused, but through the grace of God, he keeps us. Yeah. So do we need grace? Yes, we need grace. And God, he gives grace to us. Saved to free oneself from captivity. Being saved, being free. It's better when you have the knowledge of what you actually saved from. Many times we are saved, but we don't know why we saved. We don't know how. We don't know how this happened, how this came about. And usually it's because we are new creatures in Christ. And when we are new creatures in Christ, we have to be taught, next generation. We have to be taught. We have to sit down and hear a story of the goodness of Jesus and how it all came about and how and where he's taking us. So we can be able to raise our hands. So we will be able to shout. We will be able to say amen. We will be able to encourage someone else. But if we don't take the time, we just walk up and we ask to join a congregation, but we have never taken time to understand what are we doing, why we're doing it. Shame on us. Because we need to learn what Jesus is all about. It's more than just going up there and giving a ministry your hand and saying that you want to make a change in your life. It's more than that. It's getting to have a personal relationship with God. And he will give us the gift. This gift is something that he gives us, and he gives it willingly. Yeah. Without you even getting a return. He doesn't want anything in return. You know, a lot of times we see somebody's always giving somebody a present, and then you get a present, and then you give somebody else a present. Well, no. This gift that he gives us is that we haven't done anything to deserve this gift. He gives this gift to us because he loves us. Remember, the apple of his eyes. That's who we are. We are the apples. We are the apples of his eyes. Yeah. That's who we are. And we were talking about how David was the apple of God's eye. So Psalms 139 and verse 14 tells us that I praise you, for you are fearful and wonderfully made. You are you You are, he created you. He created you in his image. He created you in his likeness. You're perfect. You're whole. You're complete. There are no flaws. Not in anything that God has created. And he has created you. Yeah. Huh? God created you with the Holy Spirit and with his Father. They went into this surgical atmosphere, and here you are today. Yeah, no flaws. In the image of God. Perfectly and wonderfully made. Yeah. So being in a relationship like this, it can sometimes get very difficult. Because remember, when you're in a relationship and you have someone that's protecting you and looking over you and watching you and encouraging you, sometimes others don't like that. They don't like the closeness. They don't like that lovey-dovey relationship. Yeah. They don't like the newfound love. Yeah. Yeah. So look at in 1 Samuel chapter 18 and just verse 3. We're just going to touch this real quickly. We see that it says here that Jonathan, he made a covenant with David because he loved him. He loved him so much. Glory to God. Now, what is a covenant? A covenant is just a sheer agreement. It's an agreement with partnership, in a partnership. But even while all of that was going on, Saul was jealous of David. And of course he became even more jealous of the relationship that David and Nathan had. And Jonathan had, I'm sorry. And the relationship that Jonathan and David had. So point that I'm trying to make here, even though you may be the apple of his eye, some folks will not like that. Some folks will be envy of you for being in a relationship, the type of relationship that they can have too. They can have the same relationship that you have. But before they try it, see what it's like, they become envy of you. They become jealous of you. They become fault-finding in the relationship that you have. And when I say fault-finding, I mean when they hear that you're trying to go to Bible study, they may say to you, oh, why do you keep going to that place? Oh, you just believe what they're saying? These are, we call them the naysayers. They are everywhere, and they are ever-present. But it's through the grace of God that we who are persistent, we have to be persistent in knowing who God is. We become persistent in having a relationship with God. And knowing his son Jesus, we become persistent. We become determined that we are going to have a relationship with him. Friends. Friends come and go. Listen to me. Friends come and go. But God will stay with you forever. Forever. Jesus is ever present. Ever present. The relationship that he has with you, is ever present. The time that he will spend with you and you will spend with him is priceless. It is priceless. So in Psalms 139, we see that it says, I praise you, for you are fearful and you're wonderfully made. You know, he made you with his hands. Yeah. He formed you. Were formed in your mom's womb. You were wonderfully made. Yes. So don't worry. Don't worry what people think. Don't worry what they say about the relationship. Enjoy your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Huh?
Because you are. You are the apple of his eyes. The same way he felt with David. Surrounded by the favor of God. That is where you want. You want to be surrounded by favor. What is favor? The grace of God that we were talking about. The grace of the unmerited divine assistance. The grace. The grace that protects us from the heat. Huh? The heat index of 110 or 109. The heat index. We're under grace because he protects the believer. And we can look forward to being protected because he said that he would never leave us. He would never do that. And if he said it, you can rest assured next generation that he's going to do just what he said. Yeah, that's the God that we're talking about. Also, to give reverence to relationship and loving a relationship and being concerned for one another in a relationship, we see also that there was Ruth and Naomi. Ruth, in the book of Ruth, Ruth was the daughter-in-law of Naomi. Yeah. And the mother-in-law, she lost her husband, and then she lost her son. So Ruth became a widow, and the mother-in-law was a widow also. Think about that. Neither one had a husband. There was no man. There was no head of the house in a male figure. It was Naomi, and it was Ruth. And so usually when things like this happen, the daughter-in-law would usually leave the mother-in-law and move on to her other family or move on into a new relationship. But Ruth was different. We're talking about the apple of the eye, the love connection, the connection that love can only hold. Huh? Love holds this connection. Ruth was determined that she was going to stay with Naomi because Naomi had gotten old and she was old and she couldn't really fend for herself. The cupboards were getting kind of bare and Ruth knew that she could go out and pick in the field to bring food, that Naomi would have something to eat. Love connection. And see, this is the type of love that we're talking about because this is the type of love that God has for you. He desires to clothe you. He desires to feed you. He desires to make all provisions for you. Next generation, the God that I'm talking about, he protects you. Even when you go and you're with someone that you shouldn't be with, or you're doing something that your parents have told you not to do, your Heavenly Father is ever present. And he protects you. Even when you have no idea that you're under his protection. He's watching over you. And he will send someone. Oh, glory to God. He has the ability to send someone to speak a word to you, to even guide you. Many times we may need a physical form of guidance. Yeah. You may need someone to appear to you that may have that grandma sound or that grandma way of moving you to where you need to be. Jesus. Jesus, I said. That is his name. And he supplies all our needs.
Because remember, you're the apple of his eyes. And when you're the apple of his eyes, you bring him joy. You bring him joy. You bring a smile to him. Glory to God. He desires for you to live a life that is pleasing to him. Yes. A life where you can be saved. A life where you can learn and you can teach and you can grow and teach others. Yes, this is the God. And his son's name is Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Yeah. The same way Ruth stayed and helped Naomi. And we all know through the story that through Ruth helping Naomi and not running away and leaving her, Ruth was blessed to meet her Boaz. And when I say a Boaz, Boaz was a rich man that God blessed Ruth to meet. So see, love has many areas. Love has many phases. There are many stages of love. Yes. And God has love for you. For all of us. He wished that none of us would perish. He wished that all of us would come into repentance. Yes. We ask you right now to take heed. To take heed to what the Lord is saying to you this day. To remember that you are the apple of his eyes. And that he desired for you to be blessed. He desired that you to grow up and get to know more about him. That you can be a light shining in a dark world. Because the world is dark. The world is very dark. And the world needs you. And many of you. Next generation. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this word, God. We thank you for the listeners. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to breathe on us, God. Breathe on this generation, God. Help them, oh God. Help them to wake up and see, oh God, that there is reality in serving you. There is reality in just knowing who you are. We ask you, God, to teach them, to train them. But not only that, God, let us be a light so they can see you in us. And we ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to bless them, God. Bless them when they're going in and bless them when they're coming out. Bless them when they rise and bless them when they lay down, God. Master, we ask that you crown them with wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And to walk a walk of being peaceful and slow to anger. Slow to anger. In Jesus' name. And we thank you, God. We thank you and we give you all praise. We give all honor. Amen, amen. We thank you and we thank you. We bless God. We bless him. We look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday. And of course, on Mondays. Yes, on Monday evening at 6:00 with Demonstration of God's Power with Sister Gigi and God's Favorite Ministries. Amen.